the deer and the antelope play.
Hello, dear friends. This is John Charles Thomas. Well, here we are again with another half hour of song, story, and music for you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. For story, we have John Nesbitt, one of America's best. For music, there's Victor Young and the orchestra. And for song, the Ken Darby Chorus and myself. And now, Vic, with the preliminaries over, let's get started. I've had many requests to sing the song Dedication, a part of which I sing each Sunday to close this program. So today, the last shall be first, so to speak.
I sing thee, thine are the songs, no gift of mine, thou gavest them me, I must return thee, what is and ever will be thine.
From the hit musical show Carousel, Victor Young has taken You'll Never Walk Alone.
Thank you.
of the great baritone arias is the Credo in the Verdi opera Otello. In it, Iago sings his creed.
D'un cerme o d'un atomo vile sonato cancellerato perché son uomo e sento il fango originario in me. Da me procede per mio destino ad empio. Vedo che il ciuffo è un istrion bepardo e nel viso e nel cuore e tutto in lui bugiardo, lacrima, bacio, sguardo, sacrificio.
For the opera. Here with his passing parade story for today, it's John Nesbitt.
This is a very sentimental account of a human being's experience, and we give it because of the familiar adage that the truth is frequently twice as hard to believe as the wildest fable. It is the report of an ordinary man and an ordinary radio program. And do you recall what were referred to back in the 30s as depression divorces? The depression made thousands of marriages better, but it also destroyed many. And this is what has happened to Austin C. Peterson of Kerdeline, Idaho. Bitterly fighting, quarreling, he and his wife were divorced. She took the child, went to Seattle, and Peterson left for the central part of the state. No time for sentiment now. A salesman, he became hard-boiled, bitter, and practical. But one night, 7 years ago, as he sat in the little prairie hotel that he now called home, he felt a bit lonely, for he missed his child now and then. But life was life, he said, and business was business. And he walked across the deserted lobby, he lit a cigar and settled down with a newspaper, and spun the dials of the old-fashioned radio set. At this same moment, in a radio station in Salt Lake City, a scene something like the following was taking place. A little studio orchestra was tuning up for a local sustaining program. Just the routine of a small station keeping something going on the air between big network productions, and a very young, rather bored announcer in charge, and his program went like this.
Once again, the personality station presents Evening Moods, a lyrical reflection of the thoughts which come to us all at the closing of day. And here is your friend and mine, the voice of the evening.
Listen, son, I am saying this as you lie asleep, one hand crumpled under your cheek, and the curls stickily wet on your damp forehead. I have stolen into your room alone. For just a few minutes ago, as I sat reading my paper in the library, a stifling wave of remorse swept over me. Guiltily, I came to your bedside. And these are the things I was thinking, son. At breakfast today, I found fault with you. You spilled things. You gulped down your food. You put your elbows on the table. You spread butter too thick on your bread. And as you started off to play and I made for the train, you turned and waved your small hand and called, "Goodbye." But I frowned and said in reply, "Now hold your shoulders back." But do you remember this evening when I was reading in the library, how you came in timidly with a sort of hurt look in your eyes and I glanced impatiently up over my paper with, "What is it you want?" You said nothing. But you ran across in one tempestuous plunge and threw your arms around my neck. Your small arms tightened with an affection that God had set blooming in your heart. And then you were gone, pattering up the stairs. Well, son, it was shortly afterward that my paper slipped from my hands and a fear came over me. What has habit been doing to me? The habit of finding fault, the habit of reprimanding. This was my reward to you for being a boy. I was measuring you by the yardstick of my own years. Well, I have come here to your bedside in the darkness, and I have knelt here. I know you wouldn't understand these things if I told them to you during your waking hours. But tomorrow, I will be a real father. I will bite my tongue when impatient words come, and I will keep saying as if it were a ritual, "He is nothing but a boy, a small boy." I see you now, son, crumpled and weary in your cot, and I see that you are still a baby. Why, only yesterday, you were in your mother's arms and your head on her shoulder. You see, I have asked too much, too much. The following morning, that young radio announcer in Salt Lake City got a special delivery letter. "Dear sir, may I tell you that I have been separated from my wife for 8 years. 10 minutes ago, a telephone call came from Seattle. It was my wife. To ask if I happen to hear your program. We talked, and we are getting married again tomorrow and going into business together, the business of raising our son. So you will understand me when I sign this letter. May God bless you. Austin C. Peterson. The facts I know well because, as you may have guessed, the youthful announcer in the local station was and is your storyteller today. And so the incident of a man and a little sustaining radio program, which is an account of one of the unknown marchers in our passing parade.
One of the top perennials among Hawaiian songs was not written by an Hawaiian. Harry Owens, a Nebraskan, wrote it for his little daughter and called it Sweet Leilani. Now, another Nebraskan, Ken Darby, gives it one of the finest treatments I've ever heard with the King's Men.
Leilani, Leilani, heavenly flower, nature fashioned of roses kissed with dew.
Leilani, Leilani, Leilani,
and then she placed them in a bower.
Oh, sweet Leilani,
it was the start of you.
Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, the stars are jealous as they shine.
I know they're jealous of your blue eyes. Jealous because you're mine.
Sweet Leilani, paradise for two. You are my paradise completed. You are my dream come true. Oh, how
thank you.
folk melodies are favorites of Victor Young's. His choice today is Little Brown Jug. One of my favorite hymns comes next. Our God, our help in ages past.
Our God, our help in ages past. Our hope for years shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home
within the shadow of thy throne. Still may we dwell secure. Sufficient is thine arm
friends, we've sung our last song until our next visit with you 1 week from now. You know, Vic and Ken and I especially enjoy getting letters from you service men and women, and if you have a song or musical selection you would like to hear, just drop us a line. We'll do our best to oblige. Address your letters to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. So until next week at this same time, John Charles Thomas saying goodbye. God bless.
Pittman speaking. This rebroadcast of the John Charles Thomas Show has been a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.